Welcome back to Leader Podcast.
Man, so excited to have you guys.
Glad you're here.
Just want to let you know, Lord bless you, keep you.
No, don't do that when I have stuff and I'm drinking, bro.
May the Lord keep his face to shine upon you, be gracious to you. And I totally fumbled the ending.
Yeah, I'm like, you're messing it up and you're reading it.
But the Lord, yeah, I am. But the Lord knows what it is.
Oh my gosh.
So good.
And he does.
Man, we are just so excited to be here today.
A few more weeks till summer camp.
Oh man. And so don't forget, last week we talked about in the group me, the whatever date we're going to decide.
Yeah, the RSVP, if you're
Saturday
coming for dinner
night,
on Saturday.
Open invitation.
Yeah, we really want you to be there if you can be.
Yeah, so it'll be fun to have you guys there. It'll be a good night, super good night that you be
We got
to.
All our leaders loaded in for a little shout-out roulette.
Yep, here we go. Shout-out roulette plus the winner gets a
camp survival
summer
pack.
Camp survival pack.
Yep.
So that's going to be awesome. Yeah. You want to know what would be in my survival pack?
What would be in your survival pack?
In addition to food that grows on trees, that doesn't come from a package that you get from Sam's, coffee.
Oh,
also
fair.
Grows, not on a tree.
But close enough.
But in a field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
for real.
You said something funny about coffee yesterday. I couldn't remember it, so I'm not going to pull the joke. But
darn, I don't remember.
Yeah, it would have been awesome.
I'm just funny on accident mostly.
So, the winner.
The winner is.
And the person who gets the shout out is
Katie Sutton. All right. Let's do a little shout out for Katie Sutton, can we?
Go ahead.
She wrote the Ruth series.
Yeah.
Leads a sixth grade connect group.
Yep.
Works in the cafe and check-in on Wednesday nights.
Yep.
And
going
we're
to camp.
She's going to summer camp. And listen, for the record,
doesn't want to.
She would,
but her
no,
husband is gaslighting.
No, she would be doing all of this if she was not married to the youth pastor. Like,
oh yeah,
Katie was called to youth ministry.
She's
probably
more
before
called
I was.
Than you are.
100%. I tell churches all the time, you hired the wrong one.
Yeah.
You should have hired her. But we are on the precipice of doing some new things for our sixth grade team.
Mm.
And Katie, as we were kind of discussing with our leaders, hey, we're thinking about this. What's your feedback? Katie was like, I'll write the curriculum for that.
That's crazy.
I know. I was like, let's write it and let's find somebody to publish it.
I'm
make some money on you, woman.
Down with her doing that, but I would never have like wanted to ask her to as a volunteer. Like,
yeah, please
hey,
write,
you
all the
write a whole year money, curriculum. Yeah.
If you ask her, you have to ask her with that voice too.
Oh,
for
gosh.
Sure. But yeah.
No, I love when Katie teaches too. Like her,
she crushes
so
it.
Thorough. Like, cause I asked her back as a volunteer after the Ruth series. Well, I asked you if you thought it'd be okay.
Sure.
Cause you're her husband. but it was cause she does such a good job.
Yeah.
Right. And I was
so
like,
good.
she'll do a great job. Cause we needed a little breather for some people on our team.
Yeah.
As
and
we're getting
we
ready for camp
and stuff.
We would
just love to have you guys a little bit more involved in.
Yeah.
In the big teaching moments, like we know that you do great job leading discussions in your group, but we also want to get you on camera, like up front in front of God and everybody.
But let's
so
be clear,
speak.
Katie set the bar, so don't come in here with your weak proposal.
Yeah,
like
right.
That's what it is now.
Yeah, 100%.
Let's talk about long-term relationships. Speaking of long-term relationships,
where are we going?
Well,
with this?
You're married to Katie. Been going on for a while, right?
It has been almost 34 years.
Just making sure.
Yeah, we've been
married
a long time.
Don't you say you've been in youth ministry 35 years?
37 right now.
So you were in youth ministry before you were married?
Yes.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah.
You could win bar trivia with that.
That's our next leader lunch.
Let's
bar trivia.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Let's talk. I love bar trivia. Whether I'm at a bar or a church, I just love like trivia.
We should do that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We should plan that for the next leader lunch.
We should do it based off of like job descriptions.
Oh, that'd be so
like,
good.
True or false?
Yeah. And a little bit like, what do you know about other leaders? Like,
like
a little bit like leader bingo.
We should do, like send out a survey.
Yeah.
And get like facts and stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
That'd be super fun. Yeah. Thanks for coming to our planning session.
Ben, plan that. He's producing the show.
Where were we? Long-term
relationships. Relational youth ministry. Let's talk about the importance of long-term relationships.
Yeah. I think sometimes, especially in a cycle like ours, where kids don't stay with you their whole lives, like their whole student ministry life.
Yeah, I mean, some of you are still leading Methuselah.
I mean, it feels like you pass them off, and then are you supposed to be done with them? Like, are
you are.
And no, you're not.
Don't even look at them.
Yeah. Part of the reason that we do our Connect Group cycle the way we do it, where they have three or four leaders over the course of their 6 or 7 years with us, is so they will have multiple adults who are investing in their life as they go and after they go.
Yeah.
And so, you know, staying connected with them long-term, like I have, and you probably do too. Like I still have students who reach back out to me now. Like I, right now I'm doing like a one-on-one like coaching thing with one of my students who's a pastor.
Yeah.
Who's 40 years old.
Yeah.
Like the long-term relationships cannot be underestimated.
Speaking of Methuselah, jeez.
Remember when that kid was 15 years old giving his life to Christ at a D now.
So.
This is great. So I miss you, Tommy.
Regardless of your role, this is probably a little trickier for connect group leaders because, you know, you're asked to invest in the students in front of you. So, you know, if you're a 9th and 10th grade leader, you have a current collection of 9th and 10th grade students, and next year you're going to have a different collection of the same grade, different faces. But when that student graduates on out, they're not dead,
right?
And you're not dead.
Right.
And so this is why I would say there's value in re-upping year over year, because, like, you may, especially some of you like leading some way younger kids, like you may see that kid blossom into a different style of leader. And you were a part of the foundational work that God was doing in their life when they were at a younger age.
Yeah.
And you still get to have a seat at the table to see that kind of blossom and develop out. And
you know who does a great job of this? Like it's a little bit, I'm going to make it work in this setting, is Kristen Wheeler. So Kristen will sub in for other groups occasionally, you know, junior high and younger high school. She really starts kind of investing at the 11th grade year, obviously for seniors only. And that's Kristen and a whole team of people.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard her tell me multiple stories about kids who come back from college who reach out to her like, hey, can we go get coffee? I'm struggling with a thing. You know, would you be willing to mentor me, you know, if they don't move away? And she does a really great job of staying connected long-term with people well after they've left the youth ministry.
Yeah. And so that, like, if life does, I get it, right? Like, if life doesn't allow you to remain a part of our youth ministry, like, we don't want you, you know, hanging on past what your prime.
Yeah.
Your ability to,
your best used by date.
Yeah. I mean, a little bit. Especially if it's going to like drive you towards like bitterness or resentment or those types of things. But if you're like, I don't know, I could go either way. Like, let this be the encouragement to, like, if you're able to, and if it works with your life and your family and all the things, like, stay in it, man. Cause like the value in those long-term relationships, like, you don't know what God's going to do with that. And you may be a middle school leader, but what if you, with students that you had years ago, led a grow group with a handful of them and really like took it, you know, like to the next level with them, because you're there and you have that kind of like long-term relationship.
You know, you're saying that and it's reminding me of like when we do camp grouping and stuff like that, because we are running up on camp, how many leaders I've had, like, where I'll hand over their group for summer camp. Cause at summer camp, like, it is a feral land of wild animals. Like, we don't necessarily try to keep everybody together. We try to mix it up on purpose, but I'll hand a group over to a leader and they'll be like, oh, that's great. I had them when they were seventh graders, you know? And so there's that long-term connection. I love it when leaders like, oh, I know that kid from back in the day when they were in my connect group as a sixth grader.
Yeah.
Like those connections are important. And you get those through relational ministry in the short term to build the runway for something that's more long term.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's good. Story time.
Great. Story time.
So there's a pen sitting on my desk. Can you describe it to the listeners?
Oh my gosh, I love it. So we have a student who, in order to raise money for camp.
Which this was awesome.
This was so sweet. Was building custom pens. And so I bought one. Nick bought one.
Yeah. You want to hear? This is... I'm going to out myself.
Oh, okay.
So 1 week.
Do you use student ministry money for that? You took money from the cafe till to pay for that, didn't you?
Listen to this story. 1 week, someone walked up to me and said, hey, I found this $5 bill on the floor. And I said, okay, thanks. And I grabbed it, put it on my desk, and I kept it there for like a month for someone to come reclaim it, you know?
Yeah.
No one ever reclaimed it.
So you used it?
Yeah. I was like, this is...
That's a good enough story for sports. I don't even need to tell the rest of the story.
I forgot that part of the story.
So we both bought pins and super sweet. And this kid's still, you know, making whatever. And a few weeks ago, they came up to me and they're like, hey, is Nick here? And you were on vacation.
Yeah, I was.
And I said, he's out, but he'll be here next week. And she said, well, I made him this custom pin.
Yeah.
And they pulled out this pin, and it was a Thunder basketball pin.
Yeah.
I was like, he...
Which, if you know anything about me, that's like my favorite thing in the world right now.
That's all we ever talk about anyway.
It's the best season in NBA history. That's all there is to talk about.
It's all we ever talk about. So she brings out this pin. I'm like, he's going to love that. And I said, do you want me to give it to him? She said, no, I'll hang on to it. I'll give it to him next week. Then I find out next week, guess who has the pin?
Pretty boy Ben.
Pretty boy's got the pin. She's like, Nick's okay. He might have been voted best looking in high school.
But he's in his 30s now.
Yeah. As we know, Ben has luscious, beautiful hair.
Yeah.
And she pivoted like that. Oh, she was like, gosh. Nick who? Let's give it to Ben.
For real.
Does Ben even watch basketball? I don't even know. Yeah. No. So crazy.
Let's crash land this
thing.
I love
kids. Love y'all too.